question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, from checking in with our affiliates around the country during our special National Communal Forum last segment, as Mary and I return from the break, it's time to travel the world from your own kitchen, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well, with Memorial Day here next weekend already, hard to believe, and parts of the country slowly reopening, as you begin to plan where you hope to be traveling, maybe this summer or fall, regardless of whether your trip is going to be by ground, air, or rail, whether it's the Platinum Collection that we travel with, the MaxLite series that Rudy uses, or something from any of their other collections, one of the most important items that helps to ensure a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
It certainly is. Travel Pro Luggage is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers, and they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. They're offering some excellent specials right now at TravelPro.com, so make it a point to check them out today when you get a chance, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors anytime.
Okay, for today's edition of Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen, we decided to mix things up a little bit and share some recipes that you can enjoy either this weekend or next weekend for Memorial Day. We're going to try to bring some happiness to your homes across the country, as we've been doing over the past few weeks. You may have heard some top celebrity chefs who've joined us for this segment. But to broaden our reach, today we've invited Hilton's Vice President of Global Brands, Craig DeZern, to join us. And since I can see he is already holding for us on that show hotline, let's get right to him.
Yes, he is. Hello, Craig. I'm glad we could coordinate you joining us and the million or so listeners tuned in across the USA as you help us today travel the world from your own kitchen.
Thanks, Robert. It's great to be here. Hello, Mary.
Hi. Nice to have you. Thank you.
Certainly is. So, listen, before we get into a number of the recipes that you'll be sharing with our show fans, I want to take a moment and congratulate Hilton for something that truly embodies the way Americans come together in a time of crisis, and that's how your company has donated hundreds of thousands of room nights now to frontline medical professionals at nearly 3,000 hotels. I know it's a little shy of that, but can you share some details with everyone, Craig?
Yeah, sure. You know, Conrad Hilton, when he founded the company a little more than 100 years ago, he had a big vision. It was to fill the earth with the light and warmth of hospitality. So that means much more than just putting someone in a comfortable bed for the night. And so when Hilton knew that there was a need, the company was really looking for a way to be that kind of beacon of hope in the community. So we'd heard so many stories about medical professionals working in such challenging circumstances. I'm sure you saw it. I mean, you know, doctors sleeping in the car or quarantining themselves down in the basement to, you know, protect their families. So when we talked to our partners at American Express, who we worked with for so many years, we had a common goal, and that was to really have a positive impact. So we came up with a million room donation, so a million room nights for frontline medical professionals. And I will tell you, as you've said, so far hundreds of thousands of reservations have been made all across the country, including some of the hot spots that we've heard about, like the Northwest and New York. And we've heard from doctors and nurses who've traveled and told us that, you know, they would not have been able to make that trip to go in and support their work in the pandemic.
It really is an impressive thing that you guys have done. So congratulations on that.
Yeah.
So thank you.
So that sentiment of light and warmth is a perfect segue into the next part of this segment, which is all about comfort food. So I want to get into these recipes. Some of the various Hilton brands have been sharing some recipes, very popular fan favorite Hilton recipes during this time. And one of the reasons we created this new show segment is to try to give our listeners a little joy around the country, since travel and food are so connected. Who doesn't love food? And we're all sheltering in place. So we're going to put the full recipes on our RM World Travel Facebook page right after this segment today, so people listening can get the full recipes. But Craig, let's start with those wonderful, delicious DoubleTree chocolate chip cookies. We're told around 30 million of them are devoured each year.
That was a huge number.
I won't say how many I've eaten, but what makes them so special?
You know, when we posted that recipe, people just went crazy for it. There have been so many copycat recipes online for years.
Yeah.
Part of you said experience, right? It's, you're getting to the hotel, they're handing you that warm cookie. So it's a great moment. You've kind of arrived. And so people have that kind of that love for it baked into it. But I tell you, that cookie is chock full of flavor. I mean, there's chocolate chips, there's walnuts, there's oats, there's a little pinch of cinnamon. And then there is a secret ingredient that all the copycat recipes miss. And that is a dash of lemon juice.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Thank you. That's what I said when I saw the recipe. Go ahead, Craig, because it makes a difference.
Yeah, right, that dash, it's a little bit of flavor, but also the weird thing is that acidic lemon juice actually kind of supercharges the cookie to make it rise more.
Yeah.
So it actually adds to the rise of the cookie, and you get that really nice soft-baked consistency that you love.
Well, the complete recipe we're going to post, as Mary said. Yep. But I also want to tell people, listen, if they're listening, if you love the DoubleTree cookies, I happen to see as we were just coming into our studio that you can also buy them. If they don't want to bake them, if they don't have the ability to, just DoubleTreeCookies.com. You can go buy them and have them for Memorial Day next weekend. I think it's more fun to bake them. But the other thing I want to get into, the Palmer House Hilton, a favorite property of ours in Chicago. We've probably stayed there 8 to 10 times over the years. Dean Lane, the property's GM, was just on with us last November when we did a check-in. The brownie was created at that property back in the late 1800s when the hotel's owner asked their pastry chef to create a dessert, a ladies' dessert, they were calling it, for the World's Fair. The Palmer House brownie, folks, if you haven't had it, it's gooey, it's delicious, it has a distinct glaze. What makes it that way, Craig?
Yeah, I think that's interesting. You know, it is the original recipe, and they're still serving it there. First of all, it's got walnuts, which, you know, when I made brownies, you mix them in. They kind of put those across the top, so you get this beautiful presentation. And then when it's fresh out of the oven and it's still warm, they actually brush over it this warm glaze of apricot jam, which is unusual. Who would have expected that? But it adds that those apricot preserves add that little extra flavor and also makes it present beautifully.
It does. It keeps that moisture in there, too, which is real nice.
All right, let's move on to one of my personal favorites. So first, the Waldorf Astoria here in New York City is famous for its Waldorf salad. It's easy to make, but that recipe's been out there for a while. We're going to go ahead and post that on our social media channels today as well for those of you listening. But because next weekend is Memorial Day weekend, let's talk about the pina colada invented in San Juan, Puerto Rico at the Caribe Hilton in 1954. What's the recipe? What are the ingredients, Craig? And what do you like about this recipe?
You know, it's so simple. It's such a simple recipe and created by, as you said, the bartender there, Ramon Marrero. And he was looking for something to capture the flavor of the island. And he found it in really very simple ingredients. 2 ounces of rum, 1 ounce of coconut cream, 1 ounce of heavy cream, 6 ounces of fresh pineapple juice, and a half a cup of crushed ice. Truly a simple, delightful, you know, refreshing treat when you're out in the tropics. So that, I think you put that together and, you know, in your own blender at home and you've kind of taken yourself to the Caribe for a moment.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And for families
who
have kids that want to enjoy it, you don't have to add the rum.
All right, so I'll ask you right now, no question about it. I would agree with that, Mary. You don't have to. You can go non-alcoholic.
But put that fresh pineapple juice in there.
Have some fun with it. So I'll ask you, Craig, really quick. You know, the three we just mentioned, and I know the Waldorf salad is famous from the Waldorf Astoria, as Mary mentioned, but whether it is the DoubleTree cookies, the Palmer House brownie, you've got the great pina colada here, or the Waldorf salad, what are you going to have for Memorial Day at your house next weekend?
I have to tell you, my daughters who are in from college have been baking the DoubleTree cookies.
All right. I think that's a winner.
At it. So I think we're going to see another batch of those coming our way.
All right. So, Craig, at some point this virus will end and we're all going to be traveling again. But initially, restoring customer confidence and ensuring safety is definitely important. The various brands of Hilton are going to debut a new Clean Stay program that's been created in collaboration with the Mayo Clinic and makers of Lysol. Just give us a brief explanation of what travelers can expect with this.
Yeah, you know, you've hit the nail on the head. People are ready to travel when they feel safe. So we want to make sure that they understand when they come to Hilton that that room has been cleaned for them, it's been disinfected for them. So with Hilton Clean Stay, we are working with Mayo and Lysol. And one thing you're going to see when you come to your door, literally the room has been sealed since it was cleaned for your arrival. You'll break that seal, giving you that reassurance that no one's been in there. And then you're going to go in where the room has been disinfected with an identification of like 10 key hotspots, like light switches, thermostats, TV remotes, and more. And then also, I'll tell you, as you guys know, if you use the Honors app, you can use your digital key. You can select your room, check in, and then have a contactless entry into the hotel using your smartphone as the key to get into your room.
And
so
one thing, Craig,
on this.
That you just mentioned that I want people to understand, when you said, in case they just didn't hear that, the Clean Stay room seal, one of the reasons we wanted to bring that up with you today is literally, folks, this is like a sticker, the best way I could describe it. Think about if you buy a bottle of aspirin or maybe you're buying something that has a safety seal on it. The sticker goes on the door jamb, both on the door and the side door jamb, so when you open it, you're literally going to tear it. And if you walk up to your door and you don't see, if you see the door sticker has been torn, you're not going to go in. You're going to go back and say, hey, someone's been in my room. So it's really going to take it to another level and give people an assurance that their room has been cleaned and nobody else has been in it.
That's right. We know that's so important to people. They want to come in and feel perfectly safe. You know, there'll be wipes there for them to use when they want to wipe down anything that they want to just make extra sure of. Yeah. But the goal is to give them that peace of mind that when they're staying on the Hilton property, that room is clean and disinfected.
And that's where we're moving at this point. So, Craig, listen, we really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you so much. Our best to you, your family. Enjoy those cookies. And enjoy this weekend and then next weekend when it's Memorial Day. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Craig. Thank you.
All right. That was a
fun
interview.
Well, that was fun. And those recipes are all up as we speak right now in real time on our social media channel, Facebook, RM World Travel.
There we go. So RM World Travel Facebook, folks. It's time for us to pause again for a few commercial messages from our sponsors. During the break, we're going to have our engineer, Bobby Patch and Rudy, for our iBlock up next. And then in 10 minutes, another Carey will be joining America's number one travel radio show as our son, RJ Carey, will be debuting a new RM World Travel auto segment. So stick around and don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.